This morning I'm turning to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 21. Gospel of Matthew chapter 21. And I read to you verse 42. Jesus said unto them, Ye never read in the scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner, is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. My subject this morning is the stone rejected by the builders. Now obey Matthew, St. Paul, chapter 21, verse 42. Some more come ahead and some of us are obey. Na puta ejina so ne se epo no a wonwa adansifo no epo ye na we e semo e kan semo Jesus Christ o kan o ha ye be hwe ndan be these are statements made by Lord Jesus Christ. He made it to rebuke the Jewish religious leaders who have rejected him as the Son of God, who has come, who has been incarnated and has come into this world to be the savior of the world. Yes, Christ, when someone will come or John Matthew chapter 21, verse 42, America, TCA, he said, or say, Namunkai, he said, born one, a friend is saying, a dancy for no apono, and no nabeye, a fapim, and then no sooner, and I'm a radi ni juma, yes, na a one word in so. Now, when they somewhere, no, all can they actually Israel form penyon for a soft from penyon for and then penyon for Israel form minus so, or can they human human free say? Now, sir, yes, Christo, but we ask the young group on Banoa or Fanny Pasu said, sir, into our bay, we are seeing Yajam, but not on my phone. I'm on Jenny to so on Yajam, I'm on Jenny to say, on Bashan, I say. Na ọnụ ọbẹ ọmọ ewúrẹ adé na ọmọ ẹwọn ya nkọpọ dàbí ọmọ ẹnfẹsẹ ọmọ jin ẹtù. So here the Lord Jesus Christ by these words compares these Jewish leaders to builders, and because these were the controllers, were the government, the government was of the Jewish nation was in their hand. The religious matters also were in their hand. The priests and the officers and all who ruled the people of Israel were in this group, the scribes and the Pharisees, the chief priests and all those people. So, in a sense, they were the builders of the nation. The nation was being helped or controlled by their direction. And the yes, Christo, this summer okay, or the Israel form paying for, as for paying for, name for a sea for name, a treasure for, and all these Israel for, so no, or the umto to say, dance for. If you say, oh, yeah, I'm all you may think that dance if you say, Israel minus Amra, I'm not nine paying for, I'm on a car, I'm a church, and you're my kind of church, a minus at the end of and to no move to say, or don't to say, dance for. And we know from the Bible that the Jews were the first people who had the privilege to have access to the Lord Jesus Christ. They had a first hand they were the first eyewitnesses of his miracles. You see, they were also those who heard the gospel from his own mouth. Eka Israel for Maya, Eka say for Jesus Christ to Omuna enya akwenya eti ehu Yesu Kristo ne won wa dia oyee obe wi aso oyee omu de omani hu ye omu anso na Yesu Kristo ni nsamu a sempo be kan ye no omu ti won anu so omu de ka omu enya akwenya o Yesu Kristo afafa omu ye man na aman bi enya saa akwenya Israel for pe enya saa akwenya we say. So they were so privileged. Remember in Matthew chapter 21, Lord Jesus Christ told them the Chorazin and Bethsaida and those cities, he says that if the mighty works that have been done in them were done in Tyre and Sidon was a Gentile nation, they would have repented. You see? Now, Jesus Christ, no, come, baby, Matthew chapter 1, no, come, she, Israel, for no, and him says, I want my dear, obey any, in some more, but you would obey him, say, you will prove ya, and Israel, crook, right, a tiny side, and a year, a madam, for any be cruel to cry, I come, master, son, if you want home, I'm a begin ready, but only the only thing, so, only Brumakuma. So, the Lord Jesus Christ was here is to rebuke these people, the Jews, especially the leaders, who have really have become staunch opponents of him. Well, there were few who truly believed in Jesus Christ in Israel at the time when he was on earth. Few became his disciples. If you look at the whole nation and the number of people who really, at that point there were thousands following him, at least true disciples, those who really believed in him and that they were saved, they repented of their sin and trusted in him as their Savior, there were few. In Ukraine, Israel, for his Christian Robert Riasano, Israel for my ebi mu gini die but o share Israel ko kesi anya ni padu e gini die no make akre bi so o make akre bi and even those who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Jews, they were ordinary Jews. They were not prominent religious people or the leaders. There were few leaders who came to him, came to know him. You can think of Nicodemus who later believed and others, but majority of them were ordinary Jewish people. Yes, Christopher says, you know, and you can Israel for which age in India. But do not age in India, no, you no, sorry, paying for, and maybe your mind in paying for. Oh, my, so be a, move work again. I saw paying for any big in India, to send a good day, most morning, a bit more, but yes, she more, don't want age in India, yeah, oh, my, like, yes, she's right, come with tea. Israel. And if you look at how the Lord Jesus Christ said it, it's a quotation that he's quoting. Did he never read in the scriptures? Meaning what he's using to describe their situation, it was already written in Psalm 118, verse 22 to 23. It's written there, and that it is the very scripture describes their situation, and it confirms their rejection of him, that they who are the builders, those who are the leaders and the chief people among them, who are the architects of the nation, have rejected the Savior that God has sent to them. And so he told them, did you never read in the scriptures? You people, you have the Holy Scriptures, you have the Old Testament, you have the prophets, you have the Psalms. Haven't you read in it that the stone that the builders rejected, the same has become the chief, the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And this is figurative, because it has a meaning, and that if you just follow the reading, at the point, they themselves saw that it was about them, and they were angry at him. Let me just check. After he has been told the parables, and he said, and when the chief priests and the Pharisees had heard his parables, they perceived that he spoke of them. And verse 40, but when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitudes because they took him for a prophet. This is it. But then we also want to think through this text for ourselves. Yansu ye bedwin nsemo ye Jesus kafa Israel fo hu. Yansu de adwin afa yansu ye hu kwesi yansu. We also have heard a gospel. We also have the words of God is written for us. We have read about his miracles, and we have read about the testimony that is written about him. So we stand in the same place as these Jews. Menu me no yansu ya ti Jesus Christ no masama ya tro nsempa mu. Ye ye hu kofo so a Yes, Christian, one idea why you need to be in your actions and be in your theater. It is handsome with your fire, see your home. And then the person will be home a faster. So, the first thing we will think in this text is how people generally reject Christ. How people generally reject Christ. Said here, a choir, Nipa Faso, nipa bebre fa so epo Yesu Kristo. So we think of that, how people generally reject Christ. Well, the first thing we think here is that some reject his testimony as God who came into the flesh. Adibu de dikai say nipa be nipa bi epo Yesu Kristo na ono ani no musam say o Nyankopon a oba hunamu. Ebi mo po sa ensem no a Yesu Kristo e kan. And as I've told, this was part of the reasons these builders of Israel rejected Christ. This is one of the reasons. And it was, I think this was the major reason why they rejected him. The high priest, the scribes, and the Pharisees, because they rejected him as God manifest in the flesh. You know, they charged Lord Jesus Christ of blasphemy when he declared that I and my Father are one. They understood that he's claiming to be God. Yes, Christ, Omra, yes, we'll catch us, Israel, for something for your motives. I'll say, oh, many major non player Babo. I'm with you, yes, yes, Christ, Omra, yes, only I'm with my Babo. Oman Jantu. We are told that in John 10, verse 30 to 31, the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Sir Israel, for your Omra, yes, Christ, I'm with you, so only Naja, only a Janier Babo, our patch, only Yanko, and Yanko Pono. Omofa was on Kukuno. He rejected that he claimed to be God. That's the first thing. They rejected his claim to be God. And again, in Mark and John chapter 5, verse 18, we are told, therefore, the Jews sought the more to kill him because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. You can John chapter 5, verse 18 as well. Hona, omu, kaso, wadid, maybe, humedad, wabusu, na nupo na yeba, but no, kaso, no. Or sounds of the two who say, or Yakupon in Asia, and on Yakup said, Jew for a castle, Yakupon, a year, or because Yakupon in Asia, I used to be so Jokanwa. Omo Patches, Omo Tias, or Patches, or Yakupon. You see, sometimes people say, oh, Jesus Christ never claimed to be God. No, for the Jews, they knew that if anyone claimed to be the Son of God, in the sense how Christ claimed it, he is claiming to be God. You see, before we break, a beautiful say, oh, yes, Christ, one cast away and coupon. And if an actual Bible, yes, to cast away and coupon. And I'm the Jew for now, I'm more cast away. So we cast away and coupon, but the excuse of no or claims of fear, a straw by no. Only to Mr. Sandipan or pass away and coupon. So that's what the best, yeah, making himself equal with God. And they know that no human being can be equal with God. So they say, no, you are just a human being. It's a blasphemy. At the point, they say, oh, we know your father and your mother. That's the carpenter's son. We know where his father and mother lives. So that's how they saw Christ. They saw him as nobody in their eyes. That's why his claims and the miracles, they themselves can say, oh, what he's doing? You know, when you ask them about, they say, oh, if we say John the Baptist from God, then it means that we are also, we have to say that he also from God. No, we will not. So see, they have really determined not to come to understanding, to bring their mind to the point to see that, no, Christ is indeed God, and we have to submit that. Because if they claim that Christ is God, then they have to submit their lives to him. Because they claim to know God. The Ten Commandments, they claim to obey, the prayers they pray, all their sacrifices, they claim to be God's people. So if this is God, then we have to submit to him. And they said, no, this is a mere human being. We wouldn't want to submit to him. So Israel 4 said the Omo Tiano, Omuna Yakupona 7 crown, Omo Yakupon is really crown. And she said, yes, Christ, I say Yakupon, which is them is also Omunia, no doubt, they are question nothing. But I'm said that, almost all year, sad. You know, so they were even happy to crucify him. And when they have crucified, they thought they have silenced him, you know, their words. When he was crucified, the chief priest made this, oh, look at him, he said that he's God, let him deliver himself and come. But you know, even with that, Christ came out victoriously, resurrected, and they saw it, and still they said, no, we will not take it. Yes, Christ, if you form or who's waiting, could name or also, I said, no, I'm saying, yeah, so you see how determined they were not to accept Jesus Christ. I'm sure you are thinking of the Jews, but there are some even today in our time who reject Jesus Christ as God incarnate. Well, he may be God, but not as God. Maybe he had the powers of God, but not as God. Some people think like that, you see. And these people think they know God without believing Jesus Christ as the only true God. Then their God is not the God of the Bible. Some of them will say, well, it's the Bible that says, Christ himself says, I and the Father are one. And the understanding is that he is equal with God, the Son of God. That's why we have the God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, equal, but we don't have three gods. You see, the same God, three persons. And here they say, no, they cannot believe that he is God. And I think that most, the thing that really got them was what? How can God take on human flesh and live like us? Though they cannot charge him with anything, but oh, he's an ordinary person. No, but God has a reason why he did that, you see. God had a reason that, I'll get to that. I mean, when I get that, I'll say a little bit about that. But then, as I'm saying, I'm sure we have heard people today who says that Christ, Jesus Christ, is not God. I'm sure we have heard it several times, but the Bible says they are liars. They can never be saved. Until you believe Jesus Christ as God, you can't be saved. Until these Jews, that's why Christ, that's just why I'm saying this about them. The stone, these builders, this architect of the nation of Israel, this priest and leaders of Israel, this religious leaders, their wisdom is opposite of what God's wisdom is. You see? They think, no, God cannot come this way. But God says, in the prophecies, it was prophesied that Messiah will come. And he will come will come and dwell among us. And his sufferings were recorded in Isaiah chapter 53. How can God suffer as God without taking on human flesh? In Isaiah 53, the suffering of the Messiah was, they knew it. I know, I don't know how can God, as God, come and suffer in that, like the prophet in Isaiah 53, without taking on human nature? And yet, no, they said they will not take it. So, the evidence in the Bible proves that Jesus Christ is God. And whoever claims to be saved or know God without knowing this, salvation can never be true. See, Christ is God incarnate. His incarnation, he came on to take human nature. And then Christ, though he came on, and yet he was still God. He only had to cover his glory. So that, but you know, his glory was somehow seen. How? The miracle he did. Nobody ever did those miracles. You see, he walked on the sea, bringing light. No, he gave power to the apostles to do the similar. But none could do that. Whoever fed around 5,000 with the loaves and the fish. Nobody did. Who could really come out of that by himself? Nobody did. He only did. You see? So, there were aspects of the miracle that nobody can to even those that he gave the power to. But Christ did all these things. But okay, let's move on. So we see that people reject Christ when they don't want to believe, they don't want to hold and give their mind to the fact that he is God, who came to this world to take human nature. But the next thing that also people, by that people reject sin, it is very common, the love of sin. The love of sin. You see? Well, people may not well say with their mouth, well, Jesus Christ is not God. Well, they will say, oh, yes, he is God. But there's a love of sin. There's a love of sin. It doesn't matter whether you think that Jesus Christ is God or not. You have rejected him. The love of sin. In John chapter 3, verse 20. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Christ is the light of the world. Yes, Christ, only we are saying, by Enquadia, only near or dear in kind or not, or train, only Enquadia, say, Ebihunyan Kupon, and in the Ebihunyan Kitam, dear Hunu, near the Abonia Chenye, or no beer or dear kind. He is the light, but whoever doeth evil, meaning if somebody loves his or her sins, he hates Christ. He hates the light. He hates him who is God, who is holy, who is righteous. He hates him because sin and holiness are two opposite things. You cannot have your sin and also love Christ. You cannot love God and serve God and mammon. You either serve one or leave the other. So long as you love your sin, you cannot know Christ. You reject him. This verse in John 3:20, he said this to Nicodemus. You know, John chapter 3, Nicodemus came to him. This was part of the conversation. And that he said it to show that those who, you know, Nicodemus, when he was coming to Christ, he has to hide in the night. He was even ashamed to come to Christ. See? Why? Because he thinks that, well, I'm sure Nicodemus, well, himself, that we have, he said that we believe that you came from God. Because he himself began to think that, well, what they are doing against Christ was wrong. And himself, I'm sure he began to think of his sinfulness. But then still, he came in the cover of the night. Nicodemus, or by his Christopher and George, we said, as a Pharisee, I began to by his Christopher. And so, yes, the Lord Jesus said this to reprove him and all others who are afraid or who think, well, if I get to know the Lord Jesus Christ or if I give my life to him, no, it's not possible. I'm a sinful person. I can say with my mouth, but I cannot personally walk with Christ. So that's what Nicodemus was thinking. But then, if anyone ever claimed to know the Lord Jesus Christ and love his or her sins, it's never true. The love of sin. So, Rebecca said, well, light and darkness don't crash. When light comes in, darkness runs away. When there's light out, darkness comes in. See? And how you assume, and to me, and what far from. Say, I want to say, addiction, assume go. Assume ba. So they can never be together. The light overcomes the darkness. So whoever claimed to be saved by Christ but loved the life of sin, it's never true. And if I can turn it the other way around, sometimes we hear people claim, well, they have given my life to Jesus Christ, have prayed to him, well, have confessed my sins to him, but I don't feel that I'm saved. Because I still feel sin, my life, I've never seen any changes in my life of sin. Well, the problem is because you love your sin. If you love your sins, you take it to Christ, your sins will still be there. If you are still slave to your sins, as before you have come to Christ, you think you have believed in him, you have prayed and asked him to save you. No, then the problem is not Christ who is not saving you, it's because of you. We love your sin. I don't know the kind of sin, but because there's a love of sin in your heart. And if anybody will claim to have come to Christ and still is a slave to his sin, my question to you is that, don't you love your sins? On door of one another. So because about Christ in chair, but Christ as a Christ upon Christ on to me in general. That's the question. Don't you love your sin? But have you sincerely wept over your sin before the Lord? So when cast any cream no, or one idea for Christ to him no, nobody. Whoever have done that will be rejected by Christ. But so long as you love your sin, you reject Christ. He doesn't reject anyone. You reject him because you love your sin. So one of the way people reject him is the love of sin. Yes, we are all sinners, it's true. But for us to be saved, when we go to Christ, we seek his face, we should be those who are seeking him to help us, to save us from our sin, not in our sins, you see. Say Beku Christo in general, say Yabo in your person, Yabo on GMV, Yabo in Yes or GM example in Dabi. We should be those, if we don't desire him to save us from our sins, we want him to save us and we will enjoy a life of sin, Christ will not save us. Christ will not save anyone. You see? So that if you have not properly considered your sins, though you have been asking him to save you, then your prayers, forgiveness will be hypocritical. Well, I want Christ to save me, but I hold on to that sin. It's hypocrisy, no? And Christ will never save any hypocrite. Yes, Christ, on your way in your journey. So also, on your view upon him, now so no, who does have one? Who craved the day in there? Sometimes those things are not the things we commit for people to see. That's the danger. Because people, when we come to know the word of God, before we are saved, we try to cut off those outer things what people will see. But my pride, my lust, my envy, my bitterness, and all sort of lust in my heart, I keep it. People will see me and say, oh, he says he's not a change person. But then in their heart, there's a love of sin. No. Until that is cast out, Christ will not come in. So then it's like, that is hypocrisy. Well, I'm acting that I've stopped, well, I've tried to cut off maybe bad friends, I've cut them off, behavior, I'm trying to cut them off. And people try to see me, I'm changing. But in my heart, there's no change. No. Until the heart changes, until there's a true conversion, until Christ has come in to really, in Revelation, the Lord Jesus Christ said, he knocks. If anyone opens, he comes in. He stands at the door and knocks. He's always ready to come in. If only you yield up your love of sin to him, he will come and then take away that power from that place. And you have that liberty. So people reject Christ by loving their sins. See? Yes, Christo, a bit more puno, if you say, I'm going to come to the door, 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 it's a particular sin, no, he or she doesn't want to cut him or dissolve from, no, Christ will not come in, but there's love of sin, he's light, sin is darkness, so as long as I hold to sin, Christ will not come in. Well, I move on, another thing is that people also rejecting by distrusting his power to save, distrusting in God, in Christ. They do have, and you know, often this happens to people who are kind of how do I even class them? Who seem to be knowledgeable about things, yes, that's the word. Sir, the American said, "Wo mo mo, enya a regime who used to move fast, be a to me be one of them. Omo has to be omo, any question at the answer omo ni mnyo ma bilo. Omo na sa di eta how, but it's me how be a in Athens when Apostle Paul went there to preach. I mean, Paul was waiting for Timothy and others every day in Acts chapter 17 verse 32. Look at the response. But that place was a seat of philosophy and learning at the time. Look at how they said. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, that is, Apostle Paul told them of Christ who have died for sin, risen for salvation of men, but God has sent him. When they have heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked. And others said, we will hear thee again on this matter. Somewhat more. Almost at times, one would say, so, Apostle Paul, I'm so, I'm good point in Paja, but I'm Christo, so, no, who am I born? What's the few born a woman? So, what was all because of you? It's not tricky. If it's Athens, and there you be at the Shiadia or for Mono, almost Shiadia, just almost in some way. So, this Athenians thought the gospel was a mere speculation, because as I said, there were so many philosophical theories by these philosophers in Greece in those days. And so they think that, well, Paul has also conjured a new philosophy. Paul is saying, well, because in those times in Athens, they didn't believe the resurrection of the dead. That's when you die, you die. How do you tell us salvation comes from a person who have died and risen? No, there's no sense in that. You see? There's no sense in that. That there's salvation in that. And I'm sure, I'm not sure that the gospel people, maybe some of the Jews who have told, but some of the Jews who rejected Christ, I mean, say so many blasphemous things about the death or the resurrection of Christ that it's never true and all that. So I'm sure they say, oh, this Paul, this man is trying to bring this theory that is not, that is even a shame in the people in the land of Judah. Even where he claimed to he died, people don't believe in him. So they have some, and they think that they have a higher understanding about life and how to deal with sin than what Paul is saying. There's probably other, teachings which tell them, do this, and you know, nowadays there's so many ideas about how people can really become better persons without the word of God. How they can become, they bring their inner, I've forgotten the term, it's like there's something good in man, and you have to nature you to bring it out to become somebody, and at the point you become untouchable. And these ideas are from this Asian, like Hindu, the Buddhism, and whatever. You see, people, it has become the norm of people's life. As if man can become somebody. So there are so many ideas about how to do the, how to reclaim the, how to have that and all that. And how you can become untouchable in your pursuit of whatever you are pursuing. So long as your mind, you tune your mind, what are you? I always use this. Simple sickness will bring all these ideas to nothing. Then you lie down there. You forgot that you have ever pursued these things. But these are people, so there are some today also who think that salvation by Christ is not real. In Kwaji and now Christians, so I need a prayer. Because they don't think how it can be, how possible that Christ, just believing it, that he has died for my sin, asking him to save me, I don't think it's real. And so they move on with all ideas of life which they think, well, it's more reasonable to their thinking. It's not reasonable, they may say. But Apostle Paul said that God has what? Adopted the foolishness of the gospel to save them that are lost. The foolishness of preaching. The gospel is the power of God's salvation. In some way, if Christians also know that who are born in, and only Yankupon, and someone else will judge them helpful. If you reject that, you reject the wisdom of God. You see, in the First Corinthians, that's the wisdom, the power. Christ is the wisdom and the power of God. But then we are talking about this, I think. But what about you? Have you? Sometimes people may be quote unquote Christian, they go to church, but they are not really converted. And so when you try to tell them about spiritual life, true spiritual, they think you are trying to become like super Christian. But what salvation from sin is real. I'm quite sorry, I'm so many Christopher, but I'm quite young, I thank you for him. It's all personal trauma, basically. You see? But my question is, what about you? Why would you mean that opinion so one's way? How do you think of Christ's power to save sinners from sin? Christo to me at the boy for fee bonim won't so be on say. Maybe you have not tasted that power, so you think, well, Christ has died for all, but to have that personal experience of his salvation, you have not known. So you say, well, generally we are all Christians, but what are you talking about? No, that's what Christ tried to let Nicodemus know. And except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus was, quote unquote, godly person, because he was, an Israelite, a teacher of the law, of the Bible. Christ, don't just write, Nicodemus asked him, how can I be born again? And the Lord just write, tell him, you are a teacher in Israel, you don't know these things. So you see, that aspect, which is important, somebody may claim to be a Christian, but he's ignorant of it. What about you? What is that? That's the power of salvation from sin. Say, Benjamin, if you born into me, well, in salvation, Christ forgives us. But if he has forgiven me, he will give me that power to overcome every nonsense. Not that when I'm saved, I will not sin again, but power, sin will not control me. There wouldn't be any habit of sin that controls me. Yes, sometimes be tempted, you will fall, but you wouldn't, habit of sin is like chain. You see, connected chain, you see, so that day after day, your life is that, continuously. Well, the person is known that he's a liar. The person is known that he's a deceiver. The person is known that for him, he likes pleasures of this life. The person is known that for him, he likes the fleshly pleasures. The person is known that for him, he's a bitter person. The person is, well, there are some things that people may not know. But in the eyes of God, God sees you that you are such a person. Because you have given yourself over to that life of sin. Now, but when we are saved, the Spirit of God comes, when he comes to our heart, he gives us such energy for holy living. See, it's good idea. I'm going to go back to the world. I'm going to go back to the world. I'm going to go back. See, that's the difference. He gives us energy which we don't have for holy living. So that every aspect, every sin, it will be exposed. And we will realize that every sin is against God. Every sin is against our happiness. Every sin is against the will. We wouldn't say that some sins are bigger than. Every sin becomes a serious matter for us. Remember David when he and his people met Saul in the cave. Because Saul was chasing him. And as Abishai told him, well, when they met Saul sleeping with his army. Generals. And Abishai, one of them, told him, oh, here is your God has delivered your enemy to you. Kill him. David didn't kill him. He just cut part of his dress. But when David moved out, we are told David has smote him. A sense that he had done wrong. Because he didn't do anything against Saul. He himself said he's God's anointed. And that a God only will take his life. So he said, David realized, no, I've done wrong. That's the sense. That even when there is that a sin, immediately it comes to me, no, I have to repent. And until I've repented of that sin, I am not a happy person. I am not somebody that God will be happy with me. No. But, well, somebody says, he has sinned, he moves on, he doesn't care about that sin. He says he's a Christian. No. A day, week, month, he still continues that sin, and he claims to be a Christian. No. It's not possible. When Christ saves us, he saves us from sin. But as I said, what about you? Others doubt his power to save. That's not real. That indeed, that Christ can save us from sin. No, it's real. Because by his salvation, we receive power over sin. And we are brought into the kingdom of God. I moved my second main heading. And the thought that we are thinking of why Christ compares himself to a cornerstone. Because in the verse it tells us, the stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. Yes, Christo. Or no, to a boar. Now, a boar, I said, a boar, a fap him, a boar, and then a dying ignasu. I didn't see nothing to say. If we said, what Christ is to us, in matters of our salvation, the same way how that cornerstone is to a building. Let's say a pillar, a corner pillar, or the foundation which holds the building. That's the cornerstone, the foundation, yeah. That's the picture. The foundation upon which a building is built. So, what Christ is to sinners when it comes to salvation, the same way foundations are to build it. Say, Christo, or no, to sir, Fapimbo, no, I said, send you a bar at the boy for Paji Mwadoya, or Ujama at the boy for Sana, and then so Fapimia, that's it, also Ejnaho, Emma. So, but you know, he didn't compare himself to just a stone, but to the head of the corner, the foundation, so that Christ is not merely part of our salvation. I'm sure you have people say, well, you Christ more, your good works. Yes, we took a crap. I mean, it's used to name Paji, and that's why Papa cannot go to heaven. I mean, Christ helps us to go to heaven. No, he's not part of our salvation. He is the foundation of our salvation. He's not part. He is the Savior. He is the one upon whom all our salvation rests. None of ourselves. It's full of grace. For by grace are you saved through faith, not by yourself. Man has nothing in that. Yes, we are called to repentance. And not can we repent without the grace of God, you see? Yeah, can say yes, Christo, and then you are quite yes, all kind of, oh no, boy, me, young, that'll be, oh no, Jim, I'm quite generous. So, that's the, he's the cornerstone, he's the foundation. All our salvation from sin is wholly rest on Christ. So, if you want to do part of, no, you can't do part of Christ. Yield up yourself to him. Fahumano, don't you go? To me, and Castle, Christo, boy, yes, Christo, boy, me, young, you come to him, you give your life to him. So he brings salvation to perishing sinners. Why? Because it's only his death on the cross of Calvary that brings forgiveness to sinners. It's his death on the cross of Calvary that takes away the curse of sin. It's only his death on the cross of Calvary that brings reconciliation between God and us. That brings us to become God's children. Yes, Christo, I don't pen or your fapping man, what you said. You won't know what Calvary, and I don't pen sooner in your just the body check. And no pen and good now soon on your or can you go on your knee and young come home side of my airport. And open and good now soon on my bay limba. So you see, everything hangs. For us to go to heaven, it depends on what Christ has done on the cross of Calvary. So that when you come to him and you ask him to save you, throwing away all your hopes in anything with your acceptance with God, he cried to him of your emptiness and your hopelessness in sin. Trusting in him alone for your acceptance with God, then you find in Christ a sure foundation. You see, so by Jesus Christ and him, now turns on John 1. Now, to any that so be our will be a say, I'm going to go to my union that so be a we will be aware a genuine upon him. When if she then we're more direct, so Jesus Christ so person, one I'm so my hope on Ajo. And they are now Jedi or Benya or Nimono or Fabim. Now you have a sure foundation. Christ then has become the cornerstone of your salvation. You see, this building they didn't want him to be. So they chose their way, but no, you. If you want Christ will be. My time is already gone. So I'll just move on to the last part of the verse. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Salvation is a wonderful work of God. And why? Because it is marvelous because of the extent of the means that he used. Athenians, they mocked about the death of the resurrected Savior, the Savior who died and rose, because their wisdom, they say they have better wisdom than that. But then God chose the incarnation of Christ to bring salvation to man, which far exceeds, and no human being could ever, even the angels ever thought God would use such a means to save us. Say, I'm going to go to the house, I'm going to go to the house, Bible says, "I'm going to fight." The only person who is a minister, and not the JM. So it is marvelous because God didn't use what human wisdom can really take it in, what human wisdom can devise. Today they say there's so much advancements in technology, but which of these technologies can touch on morality, can help us with our sinfulness? There's nothing. You see, too slow. Technology, but technology is too soon. Yeah, whatever. No, the movie end up boy, buy a bonnet, new pass, and you're high or
Yes, you have the courage to do everything, but when our soul is affected with troubles, then there's no who can help us. You see? Only God can help us. And so his wisdom, he manifested his wisdom. The all-knowing God chose in the incarnation of Christ to confound the wisdom of the wise, so that how can it be? How can we be saved by Christ? Christ taking human nature, but that's the purpose of God. So this is marvelous. And also in that humanity, Christ demonstrated the perfect quality of the perfect God. In his humanity, we could see God's perfect holiness, where he lived without sin. God's perfect holiness and all that he could do, even in his humanity. He had command over things. He told the people who came to arrest, take him, said that it is given to you. God has given to you to do this. Else you have no power against me. You see? He also said, I lay down my life and I have power to take it back. Nobody takes it from me. And they died and rose up again. And that is what is making it marvelous. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Until we are saved by Christ, it will not be marvelous to us. So Christ on GMV Bonimoa. Christ on himself, you see, it is marvelous in our eyes. My time is gone. My time is gone. But then the marvelous also has to do with the extent of the benefit. The wrath of God is removed from a sinner who believes in him. I'm reconciled with him. I have peace. I have access to God. I am adopted to his family. I become a child of God. In John 1 verse 12, as many as believed him, believe in Jesus Christ, to them gave he power to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name. You see? And I'm just used to so let me have a and then we have a sanctified nature. And I'm just so in the part and then it will end in eternal life. Eternity. At the end of the day, the work of salvation will end in eternity. And it's marvelous in our eyes. It's wonderful. And if we say, but until you have come to taste it, it's also about the salvation. What about Christian change? Once one young one says, Israel, but you fall no more, no. Then when you also come and submit your life to him. You don't live your life and want Christ to chase you. No, you have to chase Christ. You have to be his follower. You cannot say, I'm a Christian, I live my life as I please. No, it's not possible. He's Savior and Lord. Until he has become your Lord, he can't be he's not your Savior. Yes, Christ, my time is gone. But I'll ask you, if you have not come to him, don't continue to reject him. Whatever the case, the problem, take it to him and be sincere to him. Christ is ever willing to save all who come to him. May the Lord help us as we think about this. Let's pray.